Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're diving into Peter Attia's Outlive today.
Oh, yeah. All about longevity.
You guys sent us a ton of notes and highlights.
Excited to dig in.
You.
So.
Where should we start?
Well, Attia starts off talking about how, like, the biggest threats to our health have changed, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, it used to be infections, but now it's, like, heart disease.
Yeah. All those chronic diseases.
Exactly. Chronic diseases.
Really doing the damage these days.
Yeah. And he calls it, what does he call it? The shift from, like...
The shift from fast death to slow death?
Yes, exactly.
Which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
Because we are living longer.
Right, but then those extra years...
Are those extra years good years?
Yeah, are we just kind of, you know, dragging it out with all these chronic conditions?
Right, are we just, like, extending the period of suffering?
Exactly.
So what's the solution? He talks about this idea of medicine 3.0.
Okay. Yeah. What is that? What does that even mean?
I mean, what does that actually mean for us?
Right. Like in practical terms. Well, he talks about being proactive, right?
Okay.
Like almost navigating a ship through an ice field. You got to be.
Oh, love that.
Constantly looking out, scanning for those risks.
Yeah. Instead of just like waiting.
Not just waiting until you hit an iceberg.
Right. For the symptoms to show up.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's about understanding our own personal risk factors.
Yeah. Really knowing yourself.
Yeah. And then what? Like. Taking action early?
Taking action early, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's like personalized medicine, you know?
Correct.
Tailored to your needs and risks.
Yeah.
And he's big on data, using data to make those decisions.
So it's like continuous monitoring?
Continuous monitoring. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
To stay ahead of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. So he also looks at centenarians, people who live to be 100 or older.
Oh, wow.
And it seems like genetics plays a big role.
Of course. Yeah. Makes sense.
In reaching those, like, extreme ages.
Right.
But then he talks about this concept.
Compression of morbidity, right?
Yeah. Compression of morbidity.
That's a good one.
What is that?
So it's not just about living to 100.
Right.
It's about squeezing that period of decline at the end.
Oh, okay.
So you have more healthy, active years.
So like that.
Quality over quantity, right?
Yeah. Now that's a goal I can get behind.
Sign me up for that.
So how do we actually do that?
That's the question.
He talks about the MTOR pathway, which sounds pretty complex.
It is a little bit complicated.
Yeah, break it down for us.
Okay, so think of it like the control panel.
Okay.
For cell growth and aging.
Okay.
It responds to things like nutrients, stress.
So how does that tie into longevity?
Okay, well, studies show that if you inhibit MTOR activity, it can actually extend lifespan in some organisms.
Oh, wow.
Like slowing down the aging process.
Okay, but how do we inhibit MTOR in humans?
That's the question.
Like, is there a magic pill?
Well, there's this drug called rapamycin.
Okay.
It's shown to inhibit MTOR. And it has extended lifespan in animals, like in studies.
Really? Wow.
But there are also lifestyle things that can influence this pathway.
Like what?
Give me the good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, things like calorie restriction.
Okay.
And intermittent fasting.
I've heard of those.
Yeah. They can actually modulate MTOR activity.
So it's like...
It's like giving your cells a break.
Okay.
Which seems to have good effects.
So it's not just what we eat, but when we eat.
Exactly.
That matters.
Timing is key.
Interesting.
And this ties into autophagy.
What is that?
It's like the cellular recycling program.
Okay.
Where your cells clean up damaged components. Keeps things running smoothly.
So calorie restriction, fasting, these things boost that cleanup crew.
That's the idea.
Okay.
When you restrict calories or you fast, it creates this mild stress response in your cells.
Gotcha.
And that triggers autophagy.
So it's like sending a signal.
Exactly.
To tidy up.
Tidy up, get rid of the junk.
Okay, that makes sense. What about metabolic health?
Oh, that's a big one.
I know that plays a role in longevity, too.
Absolutely. He dives deep into metabolic syndrome, which is this, like, cluster of risk factors.
Yeah.
That increases your chances of all these serious health issues, like heart disease, diabetes.
Okay, so what are some of those?
I feel like I've heard of them, but, like, a refresher never hurts.
Yeah.
So we're talking high blood pressure.
Okay.
High triglycerides. Low good cholesterol.
Right.
Excess belly fat. High blood sugar.
Gotcha. So it's not just about being overweight. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole collection of things.
It's a whole picture.
That need to be in check.
Exactly. Yeah. And he really digs into cholesterol and heart disease.
Okay.
challenges some of those common misconceptions
Alrighty.
because it's not as simple as just looking at your total cholesterol number.
Okay, what's the real story with cholesterol?
Let's bust some myths. So the key is to look at the type of cholesterol particle that's carrying a protein called ApoB.
ApoB.
Yeah.
Okay.
These particles, they're the real troublemakers
Okay.
when it comes to plaque in your arteries.
So it's more about the specific type
Yeah,
than
exactly.
the overall amount.
Right.
Okay.
And understanding the size and number of these lipoprotein particles, that's crucial for figuring out your cardiovascular risk. And he actually suggests that ideal LDL cholesterol levels for
Okay.
heart health might be way lower
Oh, interesting.
than what current guidelines recommend.
Wow, that's eye-opening.
Yeah.
So we really need to dig deep into the data
Dig deep.
and understand those nuances.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that kind of proactive approach, it's a big theme throughout the book.
Well,
He talks about early cancer detection
yeah.
and the whole field of immunotherapy, which is really promising.
Oh, immunotherapy. Yeah. Can you remind me what that is again?
Yeah, so basically, it's training your own immune system to recognize and attack cancer cells.
Oh, wow.
It's been huge for certain types of cancer,
Yeah.
offering new hope for patients.
That's incredible. And he also talks about new technologies for early detection,
Oh,
like
yeah.
liquid biopsies, right?
Yes, liquid biopsies, they analyze little fragments of DNA shed by tumor cells in your bloodstream.
Wow.
So it allows for much earlier detection and monitoring.
That's amazing. So it seems like we're really on the verge of some major breakthroughs
It's an exciting time,
in cancer treatment and prevention.
for sure.
Now, switching gears a bit.
Okay.
Alzheimer's disease.
Big one.
Yeah. Dr. Adia presents a really interesting perspective
He does.
on this condition.
A very complex one.
It's been a major focus of research for decades.
Right, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we still don't understand it.
So much to learn.
So much we don't know.
Yeah.
And he challenges that traditional focus on amyloid plaques,
Interesting.
those protein clumps
Yeah, the hallmarks.
in the brain.
Yeah, for so long.
So what does he propose instead? What does he think is the root cause?
He suggests that it might be more about vascular dysfunction
Okay.
and reduced glucose metabolism in the brain.
Interesting. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
And so, how do we address those factors? Does he have any thoughts on that?
Well, he really stresses a comprehensive approach.
Okay.
Lifestyle interventions,
Yeah.
cognitive stimulation,
Duh.
and maybe even medications that target those specific mechanisms.
Okay, so it sounds like there's still a lot to learn, but
Always.
it's really encouraging to see these researchers exploring new avenues.
Absolutely. Got to keep pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, and he also talks about the APOE4 gene, which is a risk factor for Alzheimer's.
Right. Genetics plays a role too.
But he makes it clear that,
It's not a done deal.
yeah, even if you have a genetic predisposition,
Yeah.
lifestyle choices can make a big impact,
Huge.
right?
You're not just a prisoner of your genes.
Yeah.
It's about understanding your risk and taking action.
That's good to hear. It's a reminder that we have more control
More than you think.
than we think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a powerful message.
Very powerful.
And speaking of taking control,
What about?
Dr. Atiyah is a big advocate for
For exercise.
exercise, yes.
He calls it the most potent longevity drug.
I like
I'm
that.
starting to understand why.
Me too.
He doesn't just talk about like working out.
Right.
He breaks it down into these specific types of training.
Yeah, like what?
He talks about zone two training.
Okay, what's that?
It's like sustained moderate intensity aerobic activity.
Okay.
Think like brisk walking,
Gotcha.
cycling, swimming.
Yeah, stuff you can keep up.
Yeah. It's not about killing yourself in the gym.
Right.
It's about finding that sweet spot
Yeah.
where you're challenging your body.
But not overdoing it.
Yeah.
Sustainability is key.
And he explains that zone two training
Yeah.
is particularly good for cardiovascular health,
The
boosting your mitochondria.
powerhouses of the cell.
I love those mitochondria
Right.
keeping us young.
I love how he makes the science so relatable.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Yeah, but it's not all about cardio, right?
What else is there?
He also emphasizes strength training.
Oh, of course.
Building and maintaining muscle
As we age, yeah,
is so important.
it's
It
crucial.
helps with everything
Everything.
from mobility to metabolism. He
Absolutely.
recommends those compound exercises.
Like squats, deadlifts, those kinds of things.
Okay.
Working multiple muscle groups at once.
I'm starting to sweat.
Me too, just thinking about it.
But he also stresses the importance of proper form
Right. You got to do it right.
and progressively overloading your muscles.
So they keep getting stronger.
Yeah, so you're constantly challenging them.
Challenge accepted.
And then there's stability training.
Oh, yeah. That often gets forgotten.
I
It's
know,
so important.
which is all about balance, coordination,
Neuromuscular control, yeah.
just about training your body to move efficiently.
And prevent falls, which is huge as we age.
Exactly.
You want to stay graceful,
Yeah.
avoid those
It's not
injuries.
just about being strong.
It's about moving well.
Yeah, it's about being able to move gracefully
Absolutely.
and avoid injuries.
Yeah.
And he highlights exercises like planks,
Wanks, yeah.
bird dog,
Our dog.
single leg squats
Got to challenge that balance.
to improve stability.
Yeah.
So important for maintaining that functional independence.
As we get older, for sure.
It's all coming together now.
It is.
Exercise is about so much more
So much more.
than just aesthetics.
It's foundational.
It's about building a body
Yeah.
that can thrive for decades to come.
That's the goal.
This has been an amazing dive so far. I feel like we've covered so much.
We have, but there's more to come.
But there's still more
Stay tuned.
to explore.
We've only just scratched the surface.
In part two, we're going to
Yes.
delve into his approach to nutrition
Ooh, nutrition 3.0.
and uncover the secrets of nutrition 3.0.
That's a good one.
So we'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to our deep dive into Outlive.
We've talked about the big picture of longevity, the shift in health threats.
Being proactive, all that.
But I'm really curious about his take on nutrition.
Nutrition 3.0.
Nutrition 3.0, yeah. What is that all about?
It's pretty cool. It's like a data-driven approach.
Yep.
Moves beyond those restrictive one-size-fits-all diets.
Right, I'm so over those.
Yeah, who isn't?
So it's all about personalization.
Personalization and understanding how different foods affect your metabolism.
Ditch the diet dogma.
Yeah.
But how do we actually figure out what works for our own bodies?
Well, he's a big fan of continuous glucose monitoring,
CGM, yeah.
CGM, yeah. It's like a game changer because you can see how your blood sugar levels
Oh, interesting.
respond to the foods you eat in real time.
Okay, so like those little sensors you wear
Exactly, those little
that
sensors.
track your glucose levels all day long.
All day long, and that data is so powerful.
Now, so.
Well, you start to see patterns.
Okay, understand how your body reacts to different carbs, fats, proteins.
No more guessing games with nutrition.
No more guessing. It's all right
So
there.
it's not just about counting calories.
Right. It's deeper than that.
It's about paying attention to your body.
Listening to your body.
Yeah, and how it responds to different foods.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. He also talks about dietary fat, right?
He does. He busts some myths about that.
Oh, yeah, like what?
Well, he emphasizes that not all fats are bad.
Okay.
Some are actually really good for you.
Like olive oil, avocados, those kinds of things.
Exactly. Healthy
This
fats.
is finally moving past that low-fat craze.
It's about time. He encourages a balanced approach
Right.
to macronutrients,
Okay.
carbs, fats, protein,
Yeah.
tailoring the ratio to your needs and goals.
Okay, so getting back to basics.
Back to basic.
Nourishing your body with real food.
Absolutely. That's the foundation.
And what about calorie restriction? I know he talks about that too.
He does. It's a bit of a controversial topic.
What? But he presents a balanced view. You know,
Yeah.
he acknowledges that it can extend lifespan in some organisms,
Yeah.
but the evidence in humans is still, up for debate.
Yeah.
And he cautions against overly restrictive diets,
Okay.
which can backfire, lead to nutrient deficiencies,
Makes sense.
eating disorders, all sorts of problems.
So it's about finding a sustainable approach.
Sustainability, that's the key.
Yeah, that works for you.
For you, for your lifestyle.
Not about starving yourself.
Exactly.
So he suggests maybe some more moderate approaches,
Like what?
like intermittent fasting, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Intermittent fasting, big one.
Or time-restricted feeding.
I've heard of that. What's that exactly?
Well, they both kind of involve cycling between periods of eating and fasting.
Okay.
So intermittent fasting could be something like the 168 method, where you
Oh.
eat within an 8-hour window
Yeah.
and then you fast for 16 hours.
Okay.
Time-restricted feeding is similar, but it focuses on limiting your eating to a specific time each day.
So it's not about what you eat.
It's about when you eat.
It's all about the timing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And those approaches have shown
Yeah.
potential benefits for
Yeah.
metabolic health,
Okay.
cellular repair, even longevity.
Fascinating, isn't it?
So I want to circle back to sleep,
Sleep, yes.
which he considers a cornerstone of longevity.
He calls it the best medicine for your brain.
It's so true. We often underestimate it.
We
I
do.
know how crucial it is
Absolutely.
for our health and well-being.
It's foundational.
We all know we need it to feel rested.
Of course.
But I'm curious about the deeper connection to longevity.
Well, chronic sleep deprivation
Yeah.
is linked to So many
Oh,
problems.
like what?
Cognitive decline, metabolic dysfunction,
Oh, wow.
increased risk of chronic
It's
diseases.
like a silent killer.
It really is.
I'm starting to feel guilty about all those late
Oh,
nights.
me too. He actually shares his own story
Oh, really?
of neglecting sleep during his medical training
Interesting.
and then rediscovering how important it was.
It's good to know that even their experts have to learn these lessons.
We're all human. We
Yeah.
all need sleep.
So it's not just about resting our bodies.
No.
It's essential for
Subtlety.
cellular repair,
Yes.
hormone regulation, memory consolidation.
All the good stuff.
So much happens while we sleep.
A lot of work going on.
And he gives some practical tips
Oh, yeah, like what?
for improving sleep quality,
I need those.
like creating a relaxing bedtime routine,
Okay.
optimizing your sleep environment,
Yeah, make it cozy.
managing stress.
Stress is a killer.
And he also stresses the importance of understanding your chronotype.
Chronotype, what's that?
It's like your natural sleep-wake cycle.
Oh, okay.
So, like, some people are naturally early birds.
Right, and some are night owls.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And honoring that can make a big difference in your sleep.
So I shouldn't force myself to wake up early if I'm a night owl.
It might not be optimal. Okay.
The key is to find what works for you.
Right. Listen to your body.
Yeah, and prioritize that high quality sleep.
Absolutely.
Okay, makes sense. We can't talk about longevity without talking about emotional health.
Oh, yeah. Such a big part of it.
Often gets overlooked.
It does.
Yeah, in the pursuit of physical health.
We focus on the body.
But Dr. Attia makes it clear that
That's all here too.
emotional well-being is just as important
Totally agree.
when it comes to longevity
Makes sense.
because chronic stress,
Oh, stress.
anxiety, negative
Yeah,
emotions,
all that stuff.
they can wreak havoc on your body.
They can.
Contributes to inflammation,
Right.
hormonal imbalances,
Right?
increased risk of disease.
It's all connected.
So it's not just about eating your veggies and hitting the gym.
There's more to it.
It's about managing stress,
Yeah.
cultivating positive emotions.
Absolutely. Those things matter.
And he's really open about his own struggles.
He is, which is refreshing.
With emotional health.
Makes him relatable.
We've all been there.
Yeah, so he highlights the importance of relationships.
Good relationships, yeah.
Finding healthy coping mechanisms for stress.
We all need those.
Seeking professional help when needed.
Absolutely. No shame in that.
And he talks about mindfulness, gratitude, forgiveness.
Powerful practices.
Yeah, for enhancing emotional well-being.
It's all about that mindset.
It's a reminder that we have so much power
We
to
do.
shape our emotional landscape.
We have more control than we realize.
I love that.
Yeah.
So he encourages us to prioritize
Yeah.
our emotional health.
Alongside the physical,
Yeah, they're interconnected.
can't have one without the other.
It's about taking a holistic approach to well-being,
Absolutely.
recognizing that true health encompasses
The whole picture.
all aspects of ourselves.
Mind, body, spirit.
I love that message. And that's a perfect segue
Into.
into the final part
Ooh, the final
of our
part.
deep dive,
Okay.
where we're going to delve into
What are we diving into?
some of the more controversial topics
Oh, juicy.
and share our final reflections on Outlive.
I'm
So get
ready.
ready
Let's do it.
for some thought-provoking discussions.
Bring on the controversy.
We're back for the final part of our deep dive into Outlive.
We've covered so much ground already, from exercise and nutrition to sleep and emotional well-being.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. But you mentioned some controversial topics.
Oh, right. Dr. Athey doesn't shy away from those.
Let's get into it. He talks about medications for longevity.
Yeah, that's a big one. He explores things like metformin, rapamycin, acarbose.
Those are drugs originally used for diabetes.
Right, but they've also shown some interesting anti-aging effects in studies.
But using them for longevity specifically is still pretty fresh, right?
Yeah, it's definitely an area of ongoing research.
And ethical considerations too.
Absolutely. Dr. Attia emphasizes the need for rigorous clinical trials in humans.
To really determine the long-term safety and efficacy.
Exactly. It's important to proceed with caution.
Yeah, we need to understand the potential risks and benefits.
Before we start recommending these drugs for anti-aging,
Right, it's not about just popping pills without proper
it's
guidance.
exactly. It's about staying informed and having open discussions.
About the possibilities and the ethical implications.
For sure. Another controversial topic he tackles is genetics.
Yeah, it feels like we're always hearing about new gene discoveries.
Right, but how much control do we actually have?
Yeah, are we just puppets of our DNA?
Not at all. Dr. Atia explains that our genes definitely influence our lifespan
Okay.
and our susceptibility to certain diseases.
But that's not a predetermined fate.
Exactly. He highlights this fascinating field called epigenetics.
Epigenetics, yeah, what's that about?
It looks at how our environment and lifestyle choices can actually change the way our genes are expressed.
So even though we can't change our DNA sequence,
Right.
we can influence how those genes are turned on or off.
Exactly. And those epigenetic changes can have a huge impact on our health and how long we live.
Wow, so it's not all about our genes.
Nope. And he also touches upon gene editing with technologies like CRISPR.
Oh yeah, CRISPR, that's the one that can cut and paste DNA, right?
That's like a molecular scalpel. Pretty amazing. It has the potential to correct genetic defects.
So it could potentially target things that contribute to aging and disease.
Exactly. But of course, there are ethical concerns as well,
Right. Feels like we're entering this whole new era of medicine.
where we can rewrite our genetic code.
It's exciting, but a little bit scary too.
I know, right? Dr. Atia acknowledges the potential benefits.
But he also stresses the importance of those ethical and societal implications.
It's not just about the science, it's about what we do with it.
Yeah, it seems like navigating the ethics is just as important as the scientific progress.
Absolutely. And this brings us back to some of the key themes that have emerged throughout the book.
Like what?
Well, that proactive and personalized approach to health.
Right. He really wants us to move beyond just reacting to problems after they arise.
It's about taking charge of our health
Getting those regular screenings.
and being proactive about prevention.
Absolutely. And he also emphasizes that health isn't just about one or two things.
It's about how everything is interconnected.
Exercise, nutrition, sleep, our emotional well-being, even our social connections.
It all plays a role in longevity.
It's a holistic view, recognizing that all these pieces fit together.
Exactly. And another big takeaway is the importance of continuous learning and adaptation.
Right, because the science is constantly evolving.
What we know today might be different tomorrow.
So we have to stay curious
Question our assumptions.
and be open to new information and new approaches.
It's a lifelong journey, this pursuit of longevity.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive into Outlive. I feel like my whole perspective on aging has shifted.
It's really thought-provoking, isn't it?
And empowering, too. It's like we have more control over our health destiny than we might think.
Dr. Atia has given us a roadmap
Tools and strategies.
to navigate this complex world of longevity.
And it's not just about living longer.
It's about living better.
So, what are your biggest takeaways? What's sticking with you?
I think for me, it's that focus on personalized medicine
Okay.
and using data, like with CGM, to really understand our individual
To
responses.
make those informed choices.
And for me, it's the importance of sleep and emotional well-being.
Yeah.
Knowing how crucial they are for longevity makes me want to prioritize them even more.
It's exciting to think about all the possibilities out there.
Especially with all the new technologies and discoveries happening.
We've learned so much from Outlive, and I hope our listeners feel inspired too.
To take charge of their health journey.
To explore and keep learning.
It's never too early or too late to start making those changes.
Changes that can lead to a longer, healthier, and more fulfilling life.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And until next time, keep diving deeper into the fascinating world of longevity.